So if you haven't already, gently closing the eyes, taking a nice deep breath in and out. And settle in the body, in the heart and the mind. You might even see if you can breathe directly into the heart area. Imagine that. Breathing into the heart area, allowing more space here. Again, maybe softening around the heart. And throughout this meditation, whenever you'd like, whenever it feels okay to you, you can always place a hand or both hands on the heart, one hand on the heart, one hand on the belly, just to get in touch with the body in a kind way. So as you're ready, I'm going to invite you now to recall someone who inspired you in some way or inspires you. This could be someone you know or someone you've seen or read about or someone whose life in some way inspires the best in you. This could even be an animal or a pet. Could be someone like Greta Thunberg, who, despite being attacked by people as powerful as world leaders, is standing up for climate change reform. Nelson Mandela, walking out of prison after 27 years with his graciousness and compassion intact. Maybe the Dalai Lama, another spiritual being, or an elder, an author, teacher, friend. Who inspires you? Let that person arise in the mind, or that being. And as you begin to visualize this being, you might imagine that you can really sense their presence and hear their voice. So in some way, allowing this being to come alive to you, really sense their spirit with you. And as best as you can, allow yourself to have a sense of connection to this being. Really sense that in the heart, maybe in the whole body. And then you, as you continue to sense this connection, see if you can recognize that the spirit of courage, compassion, strength, joy, whatever it is that you admire in them is the same spirit that can be found in your own heart. And so as you continue, see if you can sense and really experience and feel how this connection with this person you admire reflects the same Bodhisattva spirit that resides within you. Really sense that in the heart. And as you continue to connect with this being, see if you can also begin to allow the wisest voice inside of you to speak to you from the deepest reaches of the heart. And as this voice begins to speak, see if you can allow its message to reflect your highest intention. What is your highest intention? Not the surface intention, your highest intention. And as you start to really hear this message, you might begin to sense that even within the difficulties and struggles that you're experiencing in your life right now, in the midst of the struggle and pain, this deeper wisdom can set the compass of your heart to its highest intention. So as you continue to listen to this intention, I'm going to invite you to begin to sense or feel the quality of this intention directly in the body. Sensing what this quality adds to the actual physical and spiritual quality of the heart. And again, you can always place a hand there on the heart. And continuing to open up to the sense and this intention, allowing it to sink even more fully into your whole being. What would it feel like to saturate mind, body, and heart with this deeper intention? You might even notice how good it feels to embody this quality of your deepest intention. As you continue to embody this quality, I'd like to invite you to sense how you might carry this lamp or light of intention into whatever you might be struggling with right now. So could you imagine yourself directly inside the difficulty or the struggle? See if you can allow this intention to guide you, to illuminate for you how you might handle the situation with your highest intention. You might even imagine yourself really embodying this intention, living and acting from this place. What would that be like? So you might think of your difficult situation or several, or maybe just your daily life and your interactions with others and with yourself. You might consider how this intention, living, embodying this intention, affects the quality of your time with yourself. Remembering to let go of any judgment you might have for not always embodying this quality. Just imagining what it might be like. In the practice, it is said that everything lies on the pin of intention. As you continue to listen to this deepest part of the heart, you might even begin to create a vow for yourself and something that will help point you to your highest truth. And so, for instance, you might hear the words, "I vow in the midst of my difficulties to..." Or, "I vow to remain kind no matter who I'm interacting with," or, "I vow to be true to myself, respect my intuition, my own good heart." Whatever your vow looks like to you, you get to choose. Letting this be a gentle listening and allowing for your intention rather than a kind of digging. Allowing it to arise very naturally right from the heart. And as this vow starts to become clearer, feels a little stronger, I'd like to invite you to begin to really reflect on it and realize and recognize what gifts it might hold for your life. What gifts might this intention hold for your life and maybe the life of others that you interact with? might also consider that this intention is a kind of lamp in the darkness. Remembering that you can always tap into your intention and reaffirm it and return to it whenever you feel lost or are struggling in the darkness in some way. You can tap into that light of intention and let it guide you. As you continue, I'd like to invite you to sense into your kinship with the being that inspired you again, who helped you to remember your intention and that light that's right here within you, within your own heart. Letting that being serve as a kind of visual reminder of what you yourself are as well. You might even like to imagine thanking this being, bowing to the qualities of their life that you admire and that are reflected in your own heart. You might even begin to sense that this light of your deepest intention is where you can live if you choose. You might consider, what would it feel like to carry this lamp of intention to live and shine out from it? You might also consider, what would it feel like to shine the light of this intention onto others, to share it out in the world? And in the final minutes, you might just recall your vow to yourself. See if you can repeat that to yourself as a reminder. And again, let it saturate your being. What would it be like to live your life guided by this intention? And to not let that light go out. To make it even stronger and more brilliant. finally, with the eyes still closed, just listening to these words from Anne Hillman, who tells us, "We look with uncertainty beyond the old choices for clear-cut answers to a softer, more permeable aliveness, which is every moment at the brink of death. For something new is being born in us if we but let it. We stand at a new doorway, awaiting that which comes, daring to be human creatures, vulnerable to the beauty of existence, learning to love."